Hello, sexy. Welcome to a short erotic sex story written and told by Lala's Bedtime Tales. Your favorite erotic storytelling podcast host is dropping in with a few announcements for Lala's Bedtime Tales, a sexual liberation brand. Happy holidays and cheers to 2023. Please stay tuned and be sure to follow me on social media because big things are coming for Lala's Bedtime Tales. To help others get into the mood for a cozy, sexy season so they can enjoy these erotic tales too, I ask you to please rate and review my podcast. As an erotic writer and storyteller, I am always interested in feedback and knowing your thoughts on the stories I share with you all. So, show your girl some love by doing a review and a 5-star rating of the podcast. Do you love Lala's Bedtime Tales Erotic Stories podcast but want more? Then join the Lala's Bedtime Tales Patreon. It's been revamped and I have varying tiers that offer something for all of my favorite peeps. If you want an early access and ad-free podcast episodes, behind the scenes of my writing process, a shout out on the podcast, voting rights of what stories deserve a continuation, video tellings of your favorite episodes, or a first look at my new work. And that's just a few of the many, many perks I'm offering. There's so many more. So, if you want more of Lala, you enjoy smutty, erotic content and all things sexy, then check out the show notes to join my Patreon. There's so many different tiers that will help you get the daily dose of sexy that you want in your life. If you haven't heard, I've opened an online merch store with fun and flirty items and sexy pleasure products. Go check out my brand t-shirts, flirty flasks, sexy shot glasses, boozy wine tumblers, and journals. Or if you're looking for something to amp up your bedroom fun, then explore sex toys and lubes that will crank up the spice during your solo or partnered play sessions. So hurry over to lalasbedtimetales.com to check out these hot items. Use code HOLIDAY15 for 15% off your entire first purchase from now until the end of December. Check out the show notes for the discount code and link to Lala's Bedtime Tales store to shop. Remember, your greatest pleasures await. Also, if you love my erotic stories but would also love sex advice, dating tips, and sexual health info, then be sure to follow me on Instagram at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Every month, there will be a fun giveaway to aid all of your sexy erotic needs and sexual liberation journey. Also, if you want easy access to all things sexy and Lala's Bedtime Tales, subscribe to Lala's Bedtime Tales mailing list. You can find the link in the episode notes. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you'll be alerted whenever there's a new sexy audio erotic tale for you to listen to for your pleasure. Keep listening because this steamy Christmas story is the perfect dose of holiday horniness that you need in your life. It'll get you hot during this winter season. It's time for Lala's Bedtime Tales. Grab your wine, dim the lights, and get ready to listen to an oh-so-sexy bedtime story. I'm Lala, and I want to tell you an erotic story guaranteed to turn you on and get you hot and bothered. So, listen up. Spoiler alert! You will want to listen to part one of this spicy Christmas story before diving into part two. Otherwise, you will be lost and won't be able to enjoy this episode to the fullest. You've been warned. So, if you haven't already, be sure to listen to Holiday from Hell part one before listening to this episode. Hey there, beautiful. Welcome to part two of this spicy Christmas tale. You are most definitely in for a Christmas treat this Christmas Eve, because part two is where things really heat up for Everly Edwards and Luke Paul. We left off with her agreeing to be his fake date for Christmas. Will he be able to get her in the holiday spirit, or will she be the holiday date from hell, since she's not his biggest fan? Let's jump right in to see what will happen next this holiday for them. So, listen up. Wyoming came as a big surprise to me. I was expecting Little House on the Prairie vibes, not an amazing tourist destination with tons of fun outdoorsy activities. Wyoming is one of those states you forget exists until you're watching the Miss America pageant. So, it's easily one of the most slept on states. As a native Floridian, I also underestimated how fucking cold it would be in the western United States in December. Time we landed in the Jackson Hole Airport, Luke had to take me to the mall to get clothes more fitting for the weather so that I wouldn't freeze my damn ass off. I have been here for a little over a week and a half, and I have fallen in love with Luke's family, life on the ranch, and the natural beauty of Wyoming. At first, it was odd to see Luke Paul in his natural habitat. He was still the same annoying jackass, but I caught glimpses of the Oliver I had fallen for on the dating app. Luke's dad owned a construction company. Some days, like a good son, he'd help his dad run the family business. On those days, I'd spend them with his older sister, Logan, a breathtakingly beautiful, kind-hearted woman that was fucking hilarious. Honestly, outside of the family's gorgeous genetics, based on the Luke Paul I had come to know and despise, it was unbelievable that they were related. Logan is a complete 180 from Luke. My days away from Luke were spent helping Logan out at her job. She manages one of the country's most popular ski resorts, located right here in Wyoming. Apparently, Luke's mother died when he was about 7. Logan helped raise him due to their 12-year age difference. It was crazy to learn there was so much more to Luke than his dumb jock facade. Luke Paul is an actual human being. His sister had endless embarrassing childhood stories and baby pictures to prove it. Tonight is the Paul family's annual Christmas Eve party, so I had to pull out all of the stops when it came to being the girlfriend. Well, the fake girlfriend of Luke Paul. If I thought he was treated like his shit didn't stink in Florida, there were no words to describe how big of a star he was to the people of Jackson, Wyoming. Unbeknownst to me, Luke had evidently been making national headlines as a star baseball player in high school, so it was no shock to anyone in his hometown that he'd be the first pick in next year's MLB draft after graduating college. Logan had forced him to stay in Florida to finish his degree, even though scouts had wanted him to play since he graduated high school. But the longer he played college baseball, the more honed his skills became and the more sought after he'd become by the major leagues. I wasn't just the fake Christmas date of annoying dumb jock Luke Paul, but I would be seen as the girlfriend of Wyoming's young baseball royalty. I mean, no pressure, right? Even if Luke hadn't blindsided me with this Christmas party when he was catfishing me as Oliver, I still wasn't wholly prepared for the extravagance of his family's Christmas bash. I took big, deep breaths, trying to calm my anxiety. I rubbed a sweaty palm down my hip and admired my reflection in the guest bedroom's full-length mirror. I forced myself to look beyond all the reasons why Luke Paul should have chosen someone else as his fake holiday date, and focused on every reason why I was the perfect girl for him. Well, maybe not in real life, but at least in the role of his fake girlfriend. I had chosen a wine-colored velvet long-sleeve surplice wrap dress that hugged my curves in all the right places while hiding my imperfections. It was long in the back, but showed enough thigh in the front to be sexy. The neckline plunged low enough without being sleazy to show off the chest Tierra always told me I was blessed to have because many women paid for a set of girls like mine. I felt sexy and comfortable in the skin I was in for one of the first times in my life. The wine hue of the dress complemented my chestnut brown skin tone, which made my Vamp Berry lipstick stand out when paired with my ensemble. I did a full glam makeup look and left my hair cascading in loose curls down my back. I wanted Luke Oliver Paul to take one glance at me tonight and forget any other woman in the world existed. I took one last large breath to silence the negative voices in my head before walking out into the hallway. I heard Christmas music playing as I descended the stairs with my head held high, mustering up as much confidence as I could manage. I felt his presence before he materialized in front of me, looking devastatingly sexy. Luke flashed me a megawatt smile, making my panties melt off my body with desire. Luke was dressed in a black suit with a wine-colored tie that matched my dress. His tall, muscular frame filled out his suit so well that I wanted to drag him into the nearest bathroom and fuck him senseless. My skin caught on fire as ribbons of desire rippled through my body, making my nipples painfully hard. The bud between my thighs pulsated like a second heartbeat when his fingers stroked my cheek. "You're absolutely stunning, Everly. The most beautiful woman in the entire party," Luke complimented me, his voice hoarse with desire. He placed my hand on the curve of his arm, escorting me into the living room of his home where the party was in full swing. Every head in the party turned to look at us when we entered the room. I felt shockingly at ease because I was on the arm of the most handsome man in the world. All of my insecurities seemed to fade away when I was with Luke. He had a way of making me feel like I was the best damn human on the planet without any noticeable flaws. I wanted him around me forever. Butterflies danced in my belly. Shit! Did I have feelings for Luke Paul? I pushed those thoughts to the back of my head as we walked around the party, mingling with his father's business associates and clients. I was having more fun than expected at Luke's family Christmas party until I watched a gorgeous, flirty woman throw herself at my man from afar. Well, my fake boyfriend. I watched their flirty exchange over Logan's shoulder as we mingled with her friends. The girl was medium height in a red, glittery, low-cut mini dress that looked painted onto her tiny frame. The dark-haired beauty wrapped her arms around Luke's neck like a spider monkey as she whispered something into his ear. I bet my life savings. It was so dirty, it'd make you blush like a priest during a whore's confessional. I felt my heart plummet. I had been delusional to think I could compete with the beautiful women that magnetized to Luke. I relaxed a little, watching discomfort and annoyance cross Luke's face from the girl's seductive behavior. Yet, I could still feel my blood begin to boil, my unchecked anger causing my feet to move in their direction as I politely excused myself from Logan and her friends. The next thing I knew, I was inserting myself between them and plastering on my fakest smile. The moment I wrapped myself around Luke, I felt his body sag with relief. This must be the ex-girlfriend that pokes holes in condoms for sport. The ex-girlfriend he felt he needed a fake girlfriend to scare off. I ran my hand up and down Luke's arm. He turned, looking at me, giving me a warm smile, desire flickering in his eyes. At this moment, my heart skipped a beat in my chest, making me forget our surroundings as I clasped both hands on his face, standing on my tippy toes to kiss him with all of the passion in every cell of my body. Luke dipped me down slightly, getting into our kiss. Luke kissed me roughly, passionately, like I was a long-lost lover he hadn't seen in years. The raven-haired woman cleared her throat, breaking Luke and me out of our trance. We abruptly pulled away from one another. I searched Luke's eyes, hoping to see inside his soul whether or not he felt the torturous attraction between us, but he quickly averted his gaze, masking his genuine emotions and plastering on a fake smile. His actions left me to ponder if that was an Oscar-worthy performance for the ruse he so desperately wanted us to perform. I ran my thumb under Luke's mouth, trying to clean my berry lipstick off his face, but only making it smear even worse. Luke kept his arm firmly around my waist, tucking me into his side as we both stared at the glowering beauty before us. Her bright green eyes narrowed at me, giving me her bitchiest glare. She snorted, making me feel small and in over my head with this act, as if it was believable that Luke Paul would be with someone like me. Her eyes perused me with a knowing once-over that she was the hotter of the two of us, her eyes telling me I was no competition. Honestly, she was right. Luke Paul is out of my league. But I shake those self-deprecating thoughts out of my mind because Luke had asked me to be here with him, so there was something he liked about me. It was comical to think about how dense Luke was, though. The buxom raven-haired girl who clearly shopped at Sluts R Us for clothing was a girl on a mission, and no fake or real girlfriend would stand in her way of becoming Mrs. Luke Paul, soon to be MLB baseball star. "Hi, I'm Everly, Luke's girlfriend. You must be Annie?" I say with fake sweetness, holding out my hand. The girl's pretty face morphs into confusion. "I see your taste has gone downhill since moving to Florida for college, Luke." The woman lashes out, showing that her beauty is only surface level. Her comment made my self-confidence wilt a little, because I'm sure she wasn't the only one that felt that way about us. Luke's face turns red in anger, his eyes narrowing into slits, giving her a death glare so murderous it chills me to the bone. Before he can respond on my behalf, I retort, "Who did he date before college that made you believe his standards were high?" I look down at my wrist at my imaginary watch and tease, "Oh shit, it looks like it's 9 p.m. I'm sure you don't want to be late to Foreplay Gentlemen's Club for your shift as a B-string stripper." I watch the corner of Luke's mouth twitch as he tries to hold his composure from my jab at the bitchy skank in front of us. She snickers, giving me a small round of applause before retaliating. "At least I have a body men actually want to see naked. Isn't that right, Luke Paul?" "Everyone's seeing you naked, so I'm sure we could take a poll of the party," Luke says woodenly, shrugging his shoulders. The girl's face goes ghostly pale at his comment, causing me to snort a mocking laugh. "Your name's Annie, right?" I ask snidely, wanting to put an end to this annoying conversation. "Annie? No, my name isn't Annie. It's Carly. Why would you think my name was Annie?" the dark-haired beauty questions, dumbfounded. "Oh, the guys over there were referring to you as Baseball Annie, so I assumed that was your name, sweetie," I answer with fake confusion in my voice. Luke begins to laugh, causing the girl's face to turn beet red with embarrassment before stumping off upset. Luke pulls me into a tight hug, his head dropping towards me and his soft lips connecting with mine. Damn, Luke is such a good kisser. The memories of our drunken hookup flood my mind, causing me to deepen the kiss as my body heats with arousal. "Let's get out of here," Luke whispers breathlessly in my ear, breaking our kiss and tugging me back up the stairs. I look around feeling out of sorts, whether from the champagne at the party or Luke touching me. I stop at the last stair before the upstairs landing and ask, "Where will everyone think we've gone?" "Luke, the party is still happening. We can't just leave, can we?" Luke gives me a wink, pulling me up the last stair and down the hallway until we're locked away in the bedroom I'm occupying as a guest in his home. Who cares what they'll think? They'll all be too drunk anyways if they aren't already to notice that we've left the party, Luke responds. He pushes me up against the bedroom door, kissing me roughly, nipping my lip with his teeth as he delves his tongue into my mouth. Luke kisses me so fervently that I can't think about anything other than the feel of his hard body against mine, the taste of his champagne-flavored breath, and his delicious scent. He finally breaks the kiss so we can both drag in much-needed air. Once he seemed to have caught his breath, he whispers, "Everly, you're so damn beautiful. I've wanted to kiss you all night, and I don't want to just stop there. Please let me fuck you. I think I will die if you don't let me have another taste of your sweet pussy, or let my dick feel your tight, wet pussy wrapped around me." I nod my head, happy that I'm not the only one about to combust if he doesn't fuck me. Luke slams his mouth down against mine as he slides his hand between my quivering thighs. He hisses against my lips when he strokes the wet seat of my lace thong that's soaked with my desire. Luke nips at my lip, kissing down my chin and sucking it roughly until he elicits a loud moan from my throat. I hear fabric tear as he impatiently rips my panties off my body, giving him total access to stroke, explore, and finger fuck my pussy how he chooses. Throaty moan escapes my throat as he enters my hot channel with two big, thick fingers, fucking me slowly and making me go wild. Luke briefly pulls away from me, ripping my dress over my head, licking his passion-swollen lips as his eyes darken to a stormy blue as they examine my nearly naked body. "Take off your bra," Luke demands gruffly, I fucking my breasts that are trying to escape from my strapless bra. I reach behind me, arching my back with shaky fingers, unclasping my bra to free my breasts. My breasts fall heavily, hanging freely as my nipples stiffen under Luke's heated gaze. "Damn, girl, you have some of the prettiest titties," Luke compliments, squeezing my nipples between his thumb and index fingers, making me moan in pleasure. He bends his head, taking my right nipple into his mouth as he slaps my left breast, making my clitoris throb. Luke falls to his knees in front of me, nipping at my nipple as he begins running his tongue down my torso. I quickly cover my belly self-consciously, his ex-girlfriend's venomous insults seeping into my psyche. But he snatches my arms, gripping them to the side of me. "You're fucking beautiful, every inch of you, and any man who sees you naked is fortunate to view such an immaculate work of art. Never be afraid to show off this amazing fucking body. It's a shame you hide it under those ugly ass clothes," Luke announces each word with conviction, making me feel 10 feet tall. I lose myself in the pleasure of his tongue as he swirls it in my belly button, making all my insecurities fade away. He lets go of my wrist, tossing my left thigh over his shoulder, spreading my pussy wide for him. He dives into my pussy like he hasn't eaten in days. He eats me so eagerly that I can barely hold myself up on one leg as he shows attention to my meaty clitoris. He licks, strokes, and sucks on my pussy until I'm a writhing mess, begging him for an orgasm and screaming his name. Luke goes harder, stroking the most pleasurable spot in my hot, wet channel until I'm coming all over his face, screaming loud enough to bring down the walls of the house. "You taste so fucking good. I can eat you every second of the day. Your pussy is so delicious and always so wet for me, babe," Luke praises me, standing up and leading me to the bed. He gently pushes me down on the bed, pulling away from me, undressing painfully slow. Luke is absolutely gorgeous. His eyes never leave my body as he drops his boxers, his dick swinging giant, thick, and erect between my thighs. Luke opens a condom and slides it over his big dick before crawling in between my thighs. My heart rate accelerates as he nails between my thighs. Luke spreads my legs in one swift move and drags me down the bed by my thighs until his dick brushes my swelling clit, making me shiver. His beautiful eyes never leave my face as he lifts my legs to his shoulders. He watches me as he lazily licks his tongue up and down my calf, building my anticipation and causing me to writhe in sexual frustration. Luke gives me a cocky grin and, in one swift move, rams his dick into me, filling me to the hilt. I feel a burning pain as he stretches my hymen, causing my body to tense. Luke looks down at me with concern, but I give him a smile of encouragement as he slowly drags his dick out before sliding back in, torturously slow. The pain resides, and I feel nothing but pleasure as he pounds my pussy deeply with a roll of his hips, making me feel so full. Ah, it feels so good. Please, don't stop. I whimper as he pulls out, flipping me on my stomach and entering me from behind. Oh, God! I scream out as he goes deeper in this new position, his stroke game on fire as he fucks me stupid from behind. Your pussy is so wet, so tight, so amazing. I'm about to fucking come. He breathes erratically against my neck as his fingers stroke and pinch my clitoris, making my pussy swallow his dick as I shoot off like a rocket. He launches me into the next galaxy with an earth-shattering orgasm. Luke kisses down my spine as he pulls out of me. He leaves me on the bed, heading towards the bathroom and coming back with a towel, gently cleaning my body. I turn over on my side, feeling weak from Luke fucking the shit out of me. Luke crosses the room towards the door, causing me to feel a sharp pain in my heart. However, he takes me by complete surprise when he turns off the light, slides into the bed behind me, and snuggles me to his chest. Luke has no idea, but he's given me the best Christmas gift ever by making my first time absolutely amazing. Never in a million years did I think I'd feel so right at home with Luke Paul, of all people's family. They were absolutely amazing, and I honestly don't understand how Luke was able to move so far away from them. Even though Luke Paul and I practically screwed like rabbits until daybreak, I dragged my sore body out of bed to open presents and matching family pajamas. I was overjoyed to see Luke's family's excitement over the gifts I had bought them based on the information Luke Paul had given me about his family while catfishing me on the dating app. The more time I spend with Luke, I'm starting to think that Oliver is the genuine Luke Paul, the sweet, inquisitive goofball he is around his family, and not the hotshot, self-centered asswipe that flaunts himself around our university's campus. Honestly, the more Luke shows me his real self, I feel guilty for how I've treated him over these past few months. Not to mention the annoying voice in my head telling me that if I let myself, I could fall in love with Luke Oliver Paul if I haven't already. I'm enjoying the amazing Christmas dinner Logan has prepared for the family. God, Luke's mouth is so fucking sexy. Every time he wraps those pouty lips around his fork, my lady bits get so wet and throb from the memories of all the amazing things that mouth does to my body. Luke notices me, watching him across the table a few times, so he teases me with winks and sexy little smiles, causing me to have to rub my legs together under the table to try to find some relief from how hot and bothered this gorgeous man gets me. After dinner, I help Luke clean up in the kitchen and wash dishes. I notice him stealing nervous glances at me as I load the dishwasher. I playfully slap him on the ass with the dish towel, which he quickly catches due to his quick reflexes dragging me towards him. He peppers my face with sloppy kisses, causing me to try to squirm out of his reach. Luke licks the shell of my ear, causing my body to quiver and my core to clench. Luke stares down into my face with intense hunger, then releases me abruptly. He clears his throat, fidgeting and shyly asks, "I have your Christmas gift. Will you come with me?" "Anywhere, of course, Luke. But you already gave me this beautiful diamond tennis bracelet, which is way too much," I respond with a big smile. I was so shocked when I unwrapped my gift from him, revealing the signature classic red Cartier box. I tried to refuse it, but Logan told me she helped him look long and hard for the perfect gift for me, so I should enjoy it. "Everly, that was more of a thank you. You helped me pass economics. Without you, I wouldn't have been able to play baseball, which is so important to me." "Cartier isn't even enough for me to express my gratitude to you," Luke states, shrugging his shoulders and avoiding eye contact with me. He tosses the dish towel onto the counter, grabs my hand, and leads me out of the house's back door. We walk through the dark backyard until we reach the stables. I walk hand in hand with Luke until we stop in front of a horse stall with a beautiful black and white Mangalera Matador. The horse is extremely friendly as I pet her nose while admiring her beautiful thick mane. I give Luke a small smile as I continue to pet the horse who leans into my affection. This is Sunshine, my mom's true pride and joy. I swear, she would have sold both Logan and me for this horse. My mother was a total horse girl, and my dad had the stables full of horses when she was alive. But after she died, he sold all of them, but couldn't part with Sunshine. He later told me he felt like he'd be dishonoring her memory and breaking her heart if he did. Luke tells me in a shaky, emotion-filled voice as he opens the stall and begins saddling up Sunshine. Once he's done with his task, he holds out his hand to me, causing me to seize with panic. "I've never ridden a horse," I squeak out, backing away. Luke gives me a little laugh, finally meeting my eyes for the first time since dinner. "Do you trust me?" Luke asks me, his eyes reflecting the uncertainty of my response. Stupidly, more than many, I joke, placing my hand in his and allowing him to help me mount Sunshine. Once I'm settled onto her, Luke situates himself behind me, takes the bridle, and takes me on my first horse ride. As Sunshine gallops into the night, I feel comfortable and safe with Luke pressed firmly against my body. The closeness of our bodies has my body flushing with arousal as memories of last night flood my sex-crazed brain. Just one taste of Luke Paul isn't enough. My body craved his 24/7. Luke stops Sunshine in the middle of a beautiful meadow, and we dismount from the horse. He ties her to a nearby tree that has a picnic blanket and basket situated under the stars. "Oh my gosh. Luke Paul, are you a romantic? Are you the Noah to my Allie?" I tease, which causes him to blush. "First Nathan and Haley, now some Noah and Allie. I never have any clue what you're talking about, babe," Luke says, grabbing my hand and leading me to the picnic blanket. He unpacks the picnic basket that consists of chocolate-covered strawberries and wine. "Dessert," he says, smirking at me. I was utterly wrong about Luke Paul. This man was the absolute sweetest. He was the fantasy man of every woman's dreams. He's the Prince Charming I've always wanted, but would have never seen because all of my biased opinions about jocks. "Luke, thank you. This is the nicest thing anyone has ever done for me. You're so thoughtful. But I have something better in mind for dessert," I whisper into his ear. I undo his belt and unbutton his jeans. He lifts his hips, helping me pull down his jeans and boxers. His thick, long erection springs free, pre-cum dripping from the tip. I take a deep breath, never giving head before, but I've seen enough porn. I was fairly confident that I could suck dick like a pro. I lick the cum off the tip, moaning in my throat at the salty sweetness of Luke Paul. I swirl my tongue around the tip before sucking his dick to the back of my throat. I run my tongue up and down his shaft, paying attention to the underside of the head of his dick, before bobbing my head up and down, letting the head of his manhood hit the back of my throat. I start with a torturously slow rhythm, playing with his balls before speeding up and stroking the base of his dick with my fist. I fuck his dick with my mouth until I feel his breathing become harsher, his body tense, and he tries to jerk out of my mouth. Luke taps my cheek between clenched teeth and warns, "Pull back now if you don't want to swallow my load." But I just inhale him deeper in my throat, gently tugging down on his ball as he releases ropes of cum down my throat, and I lap it up like scrumptious liquid gold. I fucking love the taste of Luke Paul and would suck his dick morning, noon, and night if he'd agree. "God, baby," Luke huffs, sagging against a tree, trying to compose himself. I sit up, wiping the corners of my mouth and smiling up at him, quite pleased with myself. Luke grabs me roughly by the nape of my neck, pulling my head towards him and capturing my mouth with his. He vigorously kisses me, tasting his release on my lips as he tugs at my wool leggings. I break away, standing up, and we both get naked from the waist down. It's cold as fuck, but I know I won't stay cold for long as I sink to my knees in front of Luke. Fire burns in his eyes as he commands, "I need to be inside you. Straddle my dick." I bite my bottom lip, slowly lowering myself on his colossal dick that fills me to the hilt. He wraps a blanket around my shoulders, pulling me closer to him. He kisses me while he guides my hips up and down as he bucks it. I match his rhythm, riding his dick, never feeling so close to someone in my life. God, it feels amazing being on top as my desire coats his pelvis from my clitoris, grinding down on him as our bodies collide. He picks up the pace, pushing my hips to the tip of his dick before forcefully slamming me down. I roll my hips, kegling his dick, causing a deep, throaty groan to escape his lips as his eyes roll to the back of his head. He fucks me hard and rough until I can't take it any longer, and I come hard and loud, my pussy clenching around him in a death grip that leaves him grunting out his release shortly after me. I collapse against him, and we lay against a tree in a sweaty heap of tangled limbs. After catching my breath, I pull back from Luke, and his eyes are filled with an unspoken emotion that causes my chest to tighten. I lean down and kiss him, trying to pour all of my overwhelming emotions back into him. I rest my forehead against his, never wanting to leave the comfort of Luke Paul's arms. I can't believe you guys are going to make me watch a chick flick. Luke groans, giving us his best pouty face. He looked like the absolute antithesis of Luke Paul, the baseball god, in a fluffy white robe and an avocado and green tea detox sheet face mask. I had awakened this morning with his face between my thighs, coaxing multiple orgasms out of my body with his tongue mastery. Until he decided to slide home, filling me to the hilt with his dick and pounding my pussy until I tapped out so I'd be able to walk the next few days. Wow, being a hotshot athlete's fake girlfriend had its perks. His stamina and want for marathon sex was a curse and a blessing, depending on how you looked at the situation. He tried to hold me hostage in bed, but I told him I'd promise Logan I'd participate in an after Christmas self-care day of binging on junk food, endless mimosas, and all of our favorite rom-coms. After moping, Luke Paul decided to join our at-home spa day. Logan told him if he was going to join our movie watching marathon, he'd have to participate in all of the festivities or leave. So we were all lounging around in robes with sheet masks and pedicured toes. It's The Notebook, a freaking classic, and you've never seen it. I can't believe when I made the Noah and Allie reference, you had no clue what I was talking about, I exclaimed, throwing a popcorn kernel at his blonde head. The only classic movies and shows he's ever watched were sports related, like Jerry Maguire and Varsity Blues, Logan explains, rolling her eyes and turning on the opening credits of The Notebook. You know, Luke, you do kinda look like Paul Walker in Varsity Blues, I say, admiring his attractive face. Luke blows me a kiss and winks at me as Logan groans. He's only heard that a million times in his life. His babysitter, Big Boo Becky, got him into the show, Logan laughs, rolling her eyes. Ah, Big Boo Becky, good times, Luke reminisces, making me scrunch my face in disgust. He reaches over and shakes one of my boots through my thin cotton tank under my robe. I swat his hand away as Logan laughs at our antics. I'm going to make more popcorn. I'll be right back, I laugh, dodging Luke's hand as he tries to pinch my ass as I make a beeline towards the kitchen. I make it down the hall and all the way to the kitchen before realizing that I'd forgotten the popcorn bowl in my quest to escape Luke's groping of my intimate body parts. I skip merrily back to the den but stop when I hear Logan mention my name. I suck in my breath and flatten myself against the wall to eavesdrop on their conversation. I wanted more than anything to know where Luke and I stood in this ruse of a relationship. If we'd continue our relationship or if the gimmick would end once we were back in Florida, and if I'd only have these unforgettable moments to file away in my memory of us. My heart sank, thinking we'd return to being the fat, frumpy nerd and the all-star college athlete. I don't think you've ever had this many hearts in your eyes over a girl. I love that you found someone that makes you happy, Olive, Logan teases, bringing a smile to my lips and warming my heart every time she uses her childhood nickname for Luke. Oh, whatever. It's not like that. Everly is not professional athlete wifey material. She's not on my level. I could do way better than her. She's just an easy lay I met on a random dating app to keep the baseball annies at bay when I came home for the holidays. You know, the fat nerdy chicks are the easiest to talk out of their panties. People think I'm a solid 10, so they'll expect me to date and marry someone more conventional. Like a baddie like Sydney Sweeney, Luke replies scathingly. I silently brush away the first tear that slides down my cheek, biting my lip to keep me from bawling my eyes out and alerting them of my presence. What the entire fuck? You little shit. I didn't raise you to treat women like throwaways and playthings. What if someone said some shit like that about me? You'd be pissed as fuck. Everly is a fucking beauty. She is a 10 in appearance and all the ways that matter. I won't interfere, but it saddens me to say that she deserves a hell of a lot better than a dick like you. Logan barks, defending the hell out of me. God, I loved that woman. The world didn't deserve a beautiful soul like hers. Whatever. The only way people think Everly is a 10 is when she's with me because I'm the number one hottie in this relationship and she's a total zero. Luke chuckles. I want the floor to swallow me the fuck up. I feel bile rise in my throat at a complete loss for words. I hear a loud smack before running to the nearest bathroom and emptying my stomach. I can't believe I fell for his charm. Everything he said about me was true. I lowered my guard and allowed some hotshot pretty boy athlete to talk me out of my panties and into being my first lover. I blink back my tears, make a new bowl of popcorn, and in a trance, I head back to the den, plastering a fake smile on my face. The tension in the room is palpable, but I choose to ignore it. Not even remarking on the noticeable reddening of Luke's cheek, where Logan clearly slopped the shit out of him. Well, it serves him right. I feel queasy when he cuddles up to me and kisses my cheek as the movie plays. I sit there in a daze, excusing myself once the movie is over, blaming it on a stomach ache. I lock myself in the guest bedroom, allowing myself to cry into the pillow until I have no more tears. I log onto my laptop and change my home flight from the day after New Year's to tomorrow afternoon. I couldn't stand another night under the same roof as Luke Paul, the baseball god. I purposely kept my door locked all night and into the early morning so that Luke couldn't sneak into my room like he had been doing every night since his family's Christmas party. He and Logan had both texted me when I skipped dinner the previous night, and I blamed it on my period. When I walked out of my room this morning, Luke had left me a sickly sweet note with a heating pad, Midol, and all my favorite sweet treats. His kindness tugged at my heartstrings when I noticed his attempt to put together the ultimate menstrual cycle care package. Then his cruel words from the day before entered my mind, causing me to swallow down the lump in my throat that felt like a dry, bitter pill. I couldn't shake them out of my mind like a catchy, bad, one-hit wonder song. So the Pauls can't try to convince me to stay. I make an appearance in their den to say my goodbyes. I walk in feeling guilty as Logan's face morphs from sheer joy to confusion when she sees my suitcase. I thought you weren't leaving until the day after New Year's with Luke, Logan asks, her eyes darting between Luke and me. I'm too cowardly to meet Luke's eyes, but I feel his hardened glare burning holes into the side of my face. It was, but I decided to change it. I'm just not feeling well and miss the comfort of my bed and home. I really had a ball with you guys. You all are the best. I'll definitely stay in touch. Thank you for welcoming me into your home and giving me one of my best Christmases ever, I state with fake happiness. Luke's dad returns my smile, but he eyes me quizzically, narrowing his eyes in Luke's direction. Are you sure, sweetie? We'd love for you to stay, but I totally understand the monthly blues, Logan says, wrapping me into a big bear hug. I sink into her warmth, trying to suck in all her good vibes because I'd never see her again. Yeah, my ride share is almost here. It's been great, I say, heading towards the door. As I reach the foyer, Luke grabs my shoulder, commanding, "Cancel the fucking car. I'm dropping you off at the airport. Clearly, we need to have a conversation." I freeze, feeling every ounce of my self-composure wanting to crumble. Not putting up a fight, I cancel the rideshare while allowing Luke to take my suitcase and load it into his father's truck. I hop into the passenger seat, feeling the anger vibrating off Luke's body as he cranks the car and heads towards the Jackson Hole Airport. After about 15 minutes of uncomfortable silence, Luke asks, "What's going on with you?" I shrug, ignoring him, looking out the window as he continues to prod and pester me. I pull out my cell phone, pretending to text, hoping he'll drop the situation. Instead, he snatches my phone from my hand, abruptly pulling the car off the side of the road. "What the fuck, Luke? Do you want me to miss my flight? Why the fuck did you pull over?" I ask angrily, meeting his gaze for the first time today. "Actually, yeah, I do. I don't want you to leave. Now cut the bullshit and tell me what's wrong. Clearly you're upset and I can't stand my girl being mad at me. So tell me so I can fix this shit," Luke yells, causing me to jump as he bangs his hands in a fit of rage against his steering wheel. "Your girl? That's news to me. Actually, you should go on the road. You're a real fucking Pete Davidson with that line," I yell at him, exiting the car. Luke grabs me, pushing me against the hood of the truck and entrapping me with his body, placing his hands on both sides of me, imprisoning me against the car. I push at his chest, but he doesn't move a single inch. "Fuck," the super fit athletic Adonis. Why do you care if I'm upset? I'm just some desperate fat girl you have wrapped around your finger because I'm not used to male attention. So I jumped at the opportunity to spend Christmas with Florida's college baseball star and soon to be MLB player. I scream angrily in his face. Luke rears back his head as if I've slapped the shit out of him. What the fuck are you talking about? Who thinks that about you? I sure as hell don't. I'll beat the fuck out of anyone who talks to you like that. It took all of me not to rip Carly a new asshole when she said that nasty shit to you. Luke screams back, red in the face, his bright blue eyes a stormy blue with rage. I throw my head back in a bitter laugh. I hold my head high and say spitefully, "Wow, pot meat kettle. I mean, I'm only a 10 when I'm with you because you're the number one hottie in this relationship and I'm just a big, fat zero. I guess it'll at least be fun to watch you kick your own ass." In that one statement, I revealed to him that I heard his conversation with Logan. His mouth falls open like a fish and then closes a few times, his eyes searching mine as he tries to devise the perfect words to placate me. I hug myself continually. Even if that's how you truly felt, I at least thought you had some level of respect for me and that we'd at least have formed somewhat of a friendship, I say quietly, my voice trembling as I fell miserably at blinking back the fat teardrops that poured out my face. I wasn't going to give Luke Paul the satisfaction of knowing he hurt me, but I didn't have any fight left in me. Hell, he did more than hurt me. He stabbed me in the back until the blade exited my front, piercing my heart and leaving a bloody fucking mess. "We're more than friends," Luke says painfully. I snort, responding, "I don't think you know what that means. But even if I was just a casual fling, I deserve to be treated with respect. I'm a person too. Please, just take me to the airport." Luke runs his hand through his messy blonde hair, stepping aside. I get back into the car, slamming the passenger door, and we ride in deafening silence until we reach our destination. Luke hands me my suitcase as I step out of the truck's passenger side and onto the curb in front of the airport's departure zone. I don't give him eye contact until he screams, "I knew it was you the whole time. I thought they had assigned me the hottest fucking tutor when we met. I swiped on you because that first image, although faceless, was of you in that stupid red V-neck sweater you always wear that makes your tits look amazing, even though it's ugly as shit. Then you confirmed it to me when you were drunk and trying to prove it to me that incels weren't the only ones on dating apps because you were talking to Oliver, a sweet dude with killer abs. Then you proceeded to show me the messages." "I'm not crazy, Everly. I may have struggled in economics, but I'm sure my grades aren't that much lower than yours. I'm not the dumbass jock you consider me. We'd been sexting the whole semester, then you blew my fucking mind at that frat party. It took all my restraint not to sink into your sweet pussy that night. It killed me when I took your virginity at the Christmas party. I whip around, my jaw hitting the ground as I shout, 'You knew?'" Luke smiles, shrugging, and continues like I didn't speak. "I've been with a lot of women. I didn't want to embarrass you. I'm not some idiot crazy person that would invite a complete stranger home with them for the holidays. I wanted the sexy, smart, and annoyingly snarky Everly Edwards as my holiday date. Fuck, I want you as my girl. Not just for pretend, but as the real damn thing. I said all that shit to Logan because I freaked out and felt weak because I'm afraid about how much I feel for you. I never felt this strongly for anyone. You have me by the fucking balls, Everly." I smiled through my tears, feeling elated. I had waited for this moment since the Christmas party, and now I was getting as close to a declaration of love from Luke as he could muster. I walk over to him, a big grin on his face and his arms open wide to me. I grab hold of his hands and peer into his big, beautiful eyes, responding, "Luke, I've waited this whole trip to hear you say you were falling for me, because I'm falling for you too. Luke pulls me into a big bear hug, pulling away from me, his eyes shining down into mine, unguarded and filled with love. Too bad you're a fucking coward. Logan said it best when she said I was a 10 in all the ways that mattered. You're as big of a dumbass as I knew you were. If you think I'd settle for being anyone's secret or with someone as insecure as you. I really feel bad for you, Luke Paul. Everyone thinks you're hot shit, but you're really just sad. You hate yourself so much that you're only courageous enough to be your authentic self behind a device screen or closed doors, I say, watching his face pale with shock and a myriad of emotions dance across his face. I shoot him the finger entering the airport without a backwards glance. I may not always like myself, but I always love myself. If I learned anything this Christmas, it's always to choose myself first. There's not enough groveling in the world to make me ever be Luke Paul's real girlfriend, or anything that could happen to make me speak to him again. At least, I don't think. Ouch! I think Everly deserves a round of applause. She chose herself and her self-respect, which can be really hard to do at times, especially when feelings and great sex are involved. So, DM me on Instagram to let me know if you think that Everly will be able to walk away from Luke Paul for good. Until next time, ta-ta for now.
Oh, so hot and sexy bedtime stories from Lala's Bedtime. Thanks for tuning in to this week's erotic tale. For more erotic stories, sex tips, love advice, and sexual education, check out lalasbedtimetales.com and add me on Instagram for more erotic and sensual content at Lala's Bedtime Tales. Please comment and share your fave sexy bedtime stories with erotica enthusiasts like you and me. Ta-ta until next time, sexies.